lot of just weird stuff. And one of them, you can, you know, you get a chance, Google images or whatever, and Google this thing that he invented. It's called the isolator. And so he's got an interesting reason why he invented this. It was basically, it almost looked like an early 19th century, like a, you know, remember the scuba divers, they get in their, this big dome thing and they'd have the hose go up to the ship and everything. It was basically like a helmet, a very creepy looking, just this helmet. It had these just circle eyes like this. And it had an actual oxygen line going out of it. And so, but it was meant for everyday workers, right? And so he says he invented it so that it would block the clickety-clack of office equipment, the ringing of phones, the door chimes, and the chatter of coworkers. So through these eye holes, a person would focus solely on the work in front of him. Now this is in 1925. Right, so distracted work was a thing. And so he invents this thing called the isolator. And of course, it was not commercially successful. It weighed like 30 pounds. And you basically had to breathe through an oxygen tube. You know, the whole thing was just meant to keep you to focus on whatever you're working on so you wouldn't be distracted. And it's just the silliest thing in the world. And so it just got me thinking about even back then, so 100 years ago, and it's something, it's nothing new, they're so worried about distraction. You know, all the things of this world, you know, into that 1925 of the modern world was even distracting people then from doing what they needed to do. And, you know, and as a Christian, you know, being a Christian, it's about focus, right? We're focused on Christ, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. And Solomon, of course, a man with varied interest, often turned his attention, his heart away from God. And he even wrote this in Proverbs 4 and verse 25, "Let your eyes look straight ahead, and your eyelids right before you." And so, you know, in his wisdom, he even understood the importance of focus. You know, being the wisest man, God gave him all that wisdom, he could still easily become distracted. And of course, for him, it was his foreign wives and the paganism that that overtook him. And he became distracted. You know, so there's a lot of things that distract us, and I know I've talked about distraction and focus off and on quite a bit in the last several months, but I think it's that important, right? And that's one of the things that I love about Wednesday Bible study, right? It's just that, you know, just an hour where we can come and kind of readjust our focus, be reminded of who we are, be around the brethren, you know, get to sing a song or two, open up the Bible, you know, just some things to help us refocus and be reminded of the importance of what we do and who we are, why we do it. You know, this isn't, we don't play church, right? It's not just a social club, right? We're in a life and death business. And so I love the Wednesdays that help us remember those things right here in the middle of the week, regain our focus. The psalmist wrote in Psalm 16 and verse 8, and David wrote this, and I just really appreciate it. It was such a simple statement, but so important. He said, "I have set the Lord continually before me." So let's be a people who set the Lord before us continuously and do whatever we need to do to regain that focus. If we need a spiritual isolator, although as ridiculous as that would have been back in 1925 for somebody to do that, if it kept them doing their work, maybe it's worth it. So we need to do what we need to do to keep us focused on Christ. This evening, if you're here and you've never obeyed the gospel, you have that opportunity. If you need to put on Christ, let's do that. If you need to study that more, Let's study that. Let's sit down and see what the Bible has to say about that. If you've done that, fall away, went to a lifestyle of sin, you want to refocus, you want to reconcile with the Lord, you need prayers, you need to do that in a public way, let's take care of that. Let's do that and set that example. So if you have any need spiritually this evening, let somebody know, please, as we stand, as we sing.